Case: educate Julian about financial risk. The following case study helps financial counselors think about how they would apply the skills discussed in this area. Note the open-ended questions at the end of the case. To be proactive in your education, consider writing responses in your personal study notes before reading the sample responses. Case: a young client, Julian, has come in for a follow-up session. They are relatively early on their financial journey. They have been working in a call center for the past 5 years. Julian has indicated that they are not really thinking long-term and have not done any planning for the future. After they arrive, the counselor welcomes them into their office, asks how they are doing, and the two engage in some polite back and forth. After pleasantries are over, the counselor moves on. "Counselor, good to see you again. How can I help you today?" Julian: "I've been thinking about what you said last time about saving." Counselor: "Okay, that's great to hear. What in particular?" Julian: "I just don't think I need to right now. My paycheck covers my bills, rent, food, gas, going out on the weekends, so I'm not worried." Counselor: "Okay, well, it's definitely important to cover your month-to-month expenses." Julian: "And I guess I do have some savings. My grandma left me some, maybe $1,000, and it's in a savings account. That's probably enough, right?" Counselor: "Okay, that's certainly a good start. Let's have a discussion about this." Question 1: it is clear that the client is still thinking short-term. Their resistance to savings may be because they are worried their budget cannot stretch that far. Julian still wants to have a social life. How can taking a risk perspective help frame the discussion with Julian? Question 1 sample response: it is always good to acknowledge that the client is thinking about what the two of you have discussed, and also that they are thinking about saving. Julian notes that their paycheck covers their bills, but living paycheck to paycheck can leave people in a precarious position, especially if they have little to no savings in slash or no emergency fund. The savings from Julian's grandmother will certainly help if they do lose their job, but it would very quickly run out, maybe within the first month. Discuss with Julian how having an emergency fund applies to risk management. Planning for the unexpected, establishing a financial cushion to minimize, even if just a little, the impact of a loss in the future. For example, if Julian were to lose their job, we cannot predict precisely what might happen to us in the future, but we can plan, in the abstract, by establishing an emergency fund. This is the core purpose of risk management. Question 2: while acknowledging that an emergency fund does sound like it would be helpful, Julian is still resistant because they insist that they have a great relationship with their colleagues and boss, so Julian is not worried about losing their job. And if Julian did, they are sure they could just get another one. How might the counselor respond in this situation? Question 2 sample response: first, acknowledge what Julian says about their relationship with their colleagues and boss. The counselor wants to be clear that they are not suggesting that Julian would be fired because they were bad at their job or would do something wrong. Instead, it is important to note that a job loss can have any number of causes that have nothing to do with something Julian might do. Job losses can happen for any number of reasons, including downsizing or a tough economy. Question 3: Julian seems open to the idea of starting an emergency fund, but they are worried that they would not be able to afford it. For someone who is living paycheck to paycheck and who does not have a habit of saving, this is an understandable concern. How might the counselor respond? Question 3 sample response: it is important to remember that Julian is more familiar with their spending and finances than anyone else, so the counselor should not come across as though they are judging Julian for not saving. Risk management is a balance between objectives and means. Julian's openness to starting to save is a positive development, as it means there is a chance that, should they feel able to start saving, it could develop into a positive habit. Without dismissing Julian's concerns, it might be worth discussing with Julian that any risk management plan needs to be adaptive to their situation. Perhaps Julian is only able to set aside $50 per month or every other month towards an emergency fund. Note that one option might be to try it on a short-term basis to see if Julian's budget can incorporate a small deposit into an emergency fund. The counselor could then suggest they meet again in a month or two to see how it is going.